You may all have a seat, and the children should come forward for the children's message, and it'll be presented this morning by Mickey Lane.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Oh, that one works. Good morning. So good to see all of you. We're going to talk about names this morning. Who gave you your name? Your mom did? Yeah, your moms and dads probably figured out a name for you, maybe even before you were born. They thought of what would be a perfect name for the baby that was coming. Now I have another question. If you have a brother and sister, does your mom or dad ever call you the wrong name? It happens to all of us, yes. Even your uncles and aunts call you the wrong name sometimes. I've done it myself, haven't I? I remember calling Brendan something one, what did I call you that one Sunday? Christian, I called you Alan, a Christian, and you looked at me like, you know me, I had you, you had me for all year in school, and I called you the wrong name. Yes, even our parents sometimes call us the wrong name. I can remember my mom and dad calling me the wrong name, calling me Susie. Does your mom do that?
No, I used to call her dad my name.
So it happens, doesn't it? Well, and you know, I'm a kindergarten teacher, and I have a whole lot of names to learn. And what's Wednesday? First day of school. And you know what? Are you a little nervous? Excited, and that's exactly the way I feel too, excited and nervous. I'm excited because I'm going to get to meet a whole new group of kids, but I'm a little nervous because I got my list, and I looked at it, and I have a Kaylee, a Kylie, a Kayton, and another K name, and I just already know what's going to happen. Last year, I had a little girl named Abby. I had her sister about 5 years before. Her name was Tiffany. I called Abby Tiffany most of the year. Finally, when I figured out it was Abby and not or Tiffany, then I got her mixed up with Allie, and I started calling Allie Abby and Abby Allie. So I'm a little nervous about that. Well, when I was thinking about this name business, a couple weeks ago I went to a Camino, and we learned a song, and I had already been thinking about doing this thing about names, but the song we learned was just perfect. And I'm not a very good singer, but I'm going to try and sing part of this. And we did some actions. I don't even know if this is sign language for what we did, but this is the actions that we did with it. The song is called I Am Not Forgotten. And it's, I am not forgotten, I am not forgotten, I am not forgotten, God knows my name. I am not forgotten, I am not forgotten, I am not forgotten, God knows my name, He knows my name. And that made me think, you know, even if our parents, the people who love us the most, sometimes call us the wrong name, who knows your name and will never forget your name? God. God has your name written in His book of life, and He will never forget your name. I want you to remember that. And one more thing, since school's starting this week, do you think you'll make some new friends? You know what is a great way to meet somebody that you don't know? Go up to them and say, what's your name? My name is, and tell them your name, and then say, do you want to go play with me? Maybe at recess? Don't you think that'd make people feel good? And you might make a new friend. What?
I made a friend.
You did? How'd you make a friend?
By meeting him.
That's a good way to do it. All right. Well, can you all, let's say a little prayer together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this group of children, and we ask that you be with each one of them, the ones that are starting school and the ones that are getting ready to start school, not maybe this year, but in the future. Be with them, protect them, give them courage, and help them to make new friends. And Lord, we thank you so much that we are not forgotten and that you will always know our name. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you need to get your little cups here.
While the kids are collecting their Money for Missions. We're going to be singing the untitled hymn. You have an insert in your bulletin. We will be singing about the most important name to us, Jesus.